The proposed hog farm in Bayfield County would be the largest in the state if it's ultimately approved by regulators. Activists and tribal groups in the area have raised concerns about the environmental impact of the 26,000 hog farm, while the company, Reich's View Farm, says it's aiming for high levels of compliance with environmental regulations.
This week, the state DNR announced that it will conduct an environmental review of the project, a move that both the company and its critics have welcomed. Danielle Kading has been covering that story. She is a WPR reporter based in Superior, and she joins us with the latest. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica.
Well, the DNR announcement is the latest development in this story. What would happen in this environmental review?
Well, they'd be looking at a variety of different topics that would be submitted by the public, and including impacts to surface water, groundwater, you know, how the manure is going to be managed and things like that.
How much manure are we talking about?
We're talking about, according to the most updated version, they've submitted three so far, Reich's View Farms, to the state, and the updated version says around roughly 9 million gallons a year they'll be producing and spreading across roughly 1,400 acres in the area.
So in a hog farm 101, what happens with that manure? Where does it go?
Well, they're planning to inject that manure into the soil rather than use aerial spraying. And the county passed a ban on manure spraying earlier this year in January. So that would go down into the landscape, and then there's some concern there that, you know, given buildup over time or heavy rain events in that area, which meteorological data says they are now getting heavier rainfalls every year, that there's a great potential for runoff into the surrounding watershed and then from there into Lake Superior.
So let's get a little more background on this. Something like 26,000 hogs potentially at this facility. What is the Reich's View Farm proposing?
Well, they're proposing, like you said, 26,000 hogs. They're planning to build three barns, and their building permit that they've submitted to the county says that would be around $12 million. And so they're planning to do this because they're replacing their farrowing herds in Iowa, in Lawler, Iowa. And so once they get that up and running, then it would be something around the order of 7,500 sows and 14,000 piglets, about.
Now you use the word farrowing herds. What does that mean?
They're replacing their females down in Iowa. They came up here to be more isolated because they're trying to get away from some of the diseases that they're seeing with their swine operations there.
And if you could put this in perspective for us, Danny, at a 26,000 hog farm, how big would that farm be compared to other large capacity farms in Wisconsin?
Well, as you said before, it would be the largest in the state for hog farming. I think there are roughly 12 swine operations or concentrated animal feeding operations currently in the state. And, you know, when you're talking about 9 million gallons of manure a year and spreading that on 1,400 acres or 55 fields, that's a lot of land to cover.
So there's been some local reaction, needless to say, in Bayfield on both sides. And what have supporters had to say?
Well, supporters of this project say that this is the way of things, that the food we eat is produced more and more by these large concentrated animal feeding operations rather than the traditional family farm. And some farmers are also concerned about whether they would be able to grow, saying that regulations from the state would keep them from doing that because of the requirement they'd have to meet with this WPDES permit, or Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. It's a water quality protection permit. And another issue is the nutrient management plans. And there's some concern that if the DNR is going to be up here inspecting this larger CAFO, then they're going to start asking questions of smaller producers. So folks like Clay Burdett, he's a farmer in the Mason area. Here's what he had to say about people opposed to this project.
To me, it feels more like an attack on modern agriculture. So anything that you guys keyhole as CAFO or factory farms or anything of that nature is not right. It's modern agriculture and the fact that we've progressed to a point where we can do more production with less effort, and it's just an attack on our way of life.
All right, we heard there from farmer Clay Burdett. And there's also been criticism of the proposed hog farm. Who's opposed to it, and what kind of arguments are they making?
So those opposed to the hog farm are mostly concerned about how it's going to affect water quality, human health, and also the smell. And we've got some local governments like the city of Ashland who are worried about any runoff of manure making its way into the Fish Creek watershed and then down to the Shawamigan Bay where they have their water intake. And then you have tribes like Red Cliff and Bad River. They're arguing it's too risky to have that much manure near Lake Superior and that it will affect their ceded territory rights to hunt, fish, and gather. And you have environmental groups as well, like the Wisconsin League of Conservation Boaters and even the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, writing letters expressing concerns over the operation and how that may impact surrounding wildlife, including endangered shorebirds like the piping plover that nest on the islands nearby. And a nonprofit group has also been found in the wake of this called Farms Not Factories. And Mary Doherty is a co-founder of the group. And here is some of what she had to say about the hog farm.
This is an environmentally sensitive region, and 9 million gallons of manure don't fit well with clay soils. That, I realize, is probably somewhat unrealistic since the DNR has never denied a CAFO permit. So I hope that we'll, when we end up with this report, that there'll be plenty of opportunities for public comments where the people that live in this region can weigh in and say, here's some things we're worried about, here's some of the things we think the DNR should consider. And if that proposed Badgerwood CAFO ever does get permitted, that they are held to the most stringent standards possible.
That was Mary Doherty, co-founder of Farms Not Factories, as we talk now with Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter in Superior, talking about a proposed CAFO, a hog farm, 26,000 hogs, which would make it the largest in the state. And Danny, so we heard from Mary Doherty there of this group Farms Not Factories, which was formed in response to this proposed hog farm. How contentious is this issue in northern Wisconsin right now?
It's very contentious. You know, I would say it's the new GTAC. You've got people who are very emotional about this issue because they really care either about the water quality, and then you've got farmers who are very concerned about their livelihood. And this is an area that has seen the number of dairy farms decrease exponentially in the last couple of decades, where now we have only roughly 40 to 45 dairy farms in Ashland and Bayfield counties. And so it's become an issue already of farming against those who don't farm, and they're both trying to steer the conversation back to the facts of what would actually happen if this farm is built.
And how has the company itself, Reichsview Farm, responded?
Well, Reichsview Farms is saying that they want to achieve the highest level of environmental compliance, and that they say this is why they requested the environmental impact statement as part of the permitting process. You know, these permits are supposed to ensure farms use proper planning for managing their manure with these nutrient management plans and have proper storage and practices to protect waters in Wisconsin. And some things they have to do to get a permit is they have to have 6 months of manure storage. And here's Gene Nome. He's a manager with Reichsview Farms talking about their plans for Badgerwood.
We've got a longer than standard storage capacity. The DNR requires 180-day storage. And we've got something that exceeds a year and a half worth of storage. So we've got some flexibility there as well to take advantage of storage when application windows might not be exactly right for the full volume of manure.
So we heard there from Gene Nome, manager with Reichsview Farm, talking about plans for storing the manure as a application would permit for down the road. And Danny, what do you hear in that clip?
Well, you know, as far as Gene Nome is concerned, they're going to do whatever they can to protect the environment. And they say that that's the way they run their operations in Iowa. There's one point I want to raise about the environmental impact statement process. You know, this process can cover a lot of topics, but the permit decision that will be made is going to be based on the standards for that permit. And that is based on the DNR's rules governing CAFO permitting. And so while the EIS is broad, that study is broad, the law governing the permitting is much more narrow. So they can only look at the things that relate to water quality. They wouldn't be able to consider things like air odor, traffic, lighting, or anything else, the only way they can use information from the environmental impact statement is if it relates to what the permit governs.
And the EPA, what kind of response have we seen from the EPA on this?
Well, the EPA has said that they are going to review the DNR's draft permit on this, which they're characterizing, both the state and EPA is characterizing, as pretty standard. The EPA says it does a random sample of these major permits, around 10 to 20 in each state around the Great Lakes every year. So they're going to review the DNR's draft once it's done.
And Danny, did I hear right that one of your sources there said that there has never been a CAFO permit denied in Wisconsin? Is that correct?
Yes, they have been either changed in their application or they've been withdrawn, but the DNR has never denied a permit for one that's been applied for.
And Danny, briefly as we wrap up, what's the timeline on this?
The timeline is going to go, well, span several months. They're going to take input on the things that the public would like to see reviewed. And then they're going to be posting some information on their website so that people can provide those comments.
Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica.
That was WPR reporter Danielle Kading talking about this week's DNR announcement of an environmental review of a major hog farm proposal in northern Wisconsin.